Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Another beautiful day where it feels like it is May, September, and does not feel like it is November the 5th. Great to have you with us. High school football previews today. The season is winding down. Kevin, who tried to put the playoff picture into focus back in June, now legitimately can do that.
Actually, I'm not even sure if I could legitimately do that for anything other than AAA right now in District 4. It's still really tight.
That's a shame. That's why we brought you on the show. I'm not going to bother to clarify it. You have to.
Well, I can sit there and give you a lot of scenarios. I mean, there's a chance for an 8 seed to get a home game if things fall into place perfectly. That's how tight things are in AA right now.
That answer told me nothing.
Well, there's a lot of, if this happens, then this happens, then...
That answer told me and told the audience nothing.
I'm not quite sure exactly how everything's going to play out.
Okay. Let's go to single A.
Okay. Hang on. Let me call up my single A sheet. Hold on.
Okay. Let's go to single A and we'll start there. Then we'll work our way up. We'll skip triple A till last.
Holding on, calling up my single A sheet. Hold on.
This is just going a lot longer than I thought it would.
Well, unlike you, I do not have a photographic memory. My memory is 3.2 seconds on a good day. All right, single A.
Okay. How many teams make it? Four?
Four teams make
it. Eight? Four teams make it. So how does it shape up right now? Who's the one seed, two, three, four, and are there any scenarios?
At this point, the one seed would be Wellsboro, and that's pretty much that seems to be solid right now, with South Williamsport sitting second, Wellsboro with 10-10 in points, South Williamsport with 8-20. Then your 3 and 4 would be North Penn at 790 and Muncie at 650. The scenarios here is the Canton could actually find themselves, or excuse me, Sayre at 540 could actually find themselves possibly sneaking into a fourth seed. Right.
If the four teams win, they're in.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Points are irrelevant. Don't care about points.
Okay. Because I could really bore you with numbers and scenarios. I can tell you that.
Points mean nothing. The reason they mean nothing is it usually comes down to if you win and you lose, that changes the guard.
Yeah, everybody wins in the top four. There's no opportunity for anybody to move in above.
And they only have one. And they only have one game left.
North Penn and Muncie are the two that really kind of fall somewhat on the bubble because they have some tough games. North Penn has Wellsboro.
But they only have one game left.
Right.
Well, they're on the bubble. If they win and somebody loses, they got a shot.
They win and somebody... Well, that's... Sayre definitely has a shot.
I mean, I'm not doing this like Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. So you're saying we got a shot. In other words, the top three teams are in no matter what happens.
I don't really see anybody catching North Penn, although it would be it's might be mathematically possible for Muncie if North Penn were to lose.
All right, let's go to double A.
Well, again, this isn't easy. See, all right, let me share this.
There's one game left.
But there's a, here's what you don't understand. Yes, win-loss, there's a certain amount of points you get for that. The problem is if you're playing a higher if you play a higher classification team, you get bonus points. If you play a lower classification team, you lose points. Now, you also get 10 points for every win that the team you beat has. Plus, every team you've beaten all season long also gives you 10 points if they win in week 10. That's why it's not as simple as you want it to be. If you win, you're in. It's not quite that simple.
Yes, it is. This segment brought to you by Advil.
And don't even start with AA because that's even worse.
Well, we got to go to AA next. I want to know who the top seeds are right now going into the weekend. Look, each one of the top four seeds win. I can damn well tell you they're moving on. Okay?
Not necessarily.
Oh, yes, please. Don't confuse the passengers.
All right.
Just because you got some power-hungry dude that wants to sit there and tell everybody that they came up with a point system, okay, fine, I got it.
Here's the setup in AA right now. Southern Columbia, at this point, is your one seed, followed by Athens, Loyal Sock, and Montoursville. Hughesville, okay. Lewisburg, Troy, and Danville round out the top eight at the moment.
Okay, so if the top four all win, they're in.
Yes, there is a possibility that Hughesville could find themselves at a home game and Montoursville could be on the road. That's in swap four fives.
It doesn't matter. All right, okay.
You regret asking this question, don't you?
All right, Quad A. Do you even have any Quad A schools?
No. No, that's merged with District 2.
Okay.
Now, AAA is simple.
Now, AAA, there are eight teams.
The seven.
That make it?
No, four teams make it. There are seven teams total.
Oh, okay.
Now,
so
this is easy.
AAA, Shikellamy's the third seed.
Right. This is easy. It's done. It's a done deal. Selins Grove's the one. Jersey Shore's the two. Shikellamy's the three. Columbia Montour Votech is the four.
Okay. Now, so then that means you've got to go back to Jersey Shore, and they hate you there.
Most people do hate me at opposing schools, but that's a different story. Actually,
at Jersey Shore, they don't. They think Shikellamy's cool, but after last year when you basically said they have lousy history, they're bad, this, they're that, they don't have back-to-back good years and so forth.
I did not ever say that. Now you're making stuff up.
They have a picture up of you in the stands with a slash through it.
Now you're making stuff up. I will tell you
I've got the tape.
This is an interesting situation. Columbia Montour Votech actually only has nine games on their schedule. Their 10th game was supposed to be against Pius the 10th, which closed. So they're actually going to receive, I believe, the way I understand it. 80 points.
Does Pope Francis know that?
Yes, I believe he was aware of it. I'm not sure that he signed off on it. But Columbia Montour Votech, because they don't have a 10th game, as I understand it, will receive at least 80 points for a forfeit, which will lock them as a four. You want to make this all simple, but it's not that easy. I mean, you have to have a PhD in mathematics and trigonometry.
No offense. Winning and losing is simple. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line a few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
So the only region of America where you right now have a spot win and then could lose the spot.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes total complete sense to me. All right.
It has happened before.
Well,
it doesn't happen often.
Somebody's making it too complicated.
It doesn't happen often, but I have seen it happen where the team behind it was like a 10-20 point difference between the two teams. Both teams won, and because the fifth place team actually beat a team that had more wins, they got the bonus points and leapfrogged.
Okay.
It's the way they adjust for a team of with a lower record beating a team with a better record. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what we have.
Good. Well, good luck with that. All right.
Hey, listen, this gives guys like me something to talk about, so I'm kind of happy with the way this system goes.
I'm glad you're happy with that. That's good. Our high school football announcers in the next half hour. Henry Bushnell from InsideNU.com next half hour. Tomorrow, a broadcast cornucopia of excitement, which will include, among others, tomorrow, Sandy Barber. We'll have Zach Perlis from InsideNU.com tomorrow. And also Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on the show tomorrow. Kevin feverishly writing.
Too late.
Think I got you at We Have Guests tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Hey, did I read that the Bengals are going to get flexed next week?
Yeah. I think it's the 22nd.
Yeah, it is the 22nd.
The game was supposed to be Kansas City and San Diego. And for some odd reason, the network said, we don't want that game.
Well, why would you? I don't know. Bengals, Cardinals. I mean, you have two good teams. Yeah, but
are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, I hear you say things sometimes. I look around and say, are you real?
Okay. Which seriously, though, which is a better game? Would you rather have two teams that have good records play each other, or would you rather have two teams with decent records that's a divisional game?
It's irrelevant. You play 63% of your games outside your division. I want to see two really good teams play. Guess what? Those two teams have legitimate Super Bowl shots. Who are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying it would a division game.
This is the national game of the week.
Okay.
This isn't the game Kevy wants to see.
So you feel that a matchup of games out of a division with teams that have really good records is better than a divisional matchup, and that's fine. I'm just asking.
Okay, San Diego's playing Kansas City. Okay, explain the intrigue there.
Let's see. Chiefs are 3-5.
Explain the postseason ramifications.
San Diego's 2-6.
Okay. All right. The other two teams you're talking about, they've combined for 5 wins. Both of the teams you're talking about already each have 5 wins.
You understand. I'm not saying I disagree with you. All right. I'm not saying that Cincinnati, Arizona. I'm asking the question. I'm not saying I disagree.
You put way, way, way too much on conference games and divisional games.
you play 63% of your games outside the division to begin with.
Okay, let me give you a, this is why I ask. Let's say the Colts are playing the Texans.
Okay, it doesn't intrigue me.
Okay.
Bengals playing Cardinals. Wow, two really good teams head-to-head on November 22nd. All right, I'm in.
Okay.
I mean, the Packers played the Broncos the other night. The Broncos dominated to go to what you would call a lousy 7-0.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're the one that brought it up.
They played well.
Yeah. Because they're a good football team.
It's about time.
About time what? Nobody's beaten them yet. So that game, the ratings on that game, tremendous. Because even though it's going head-to-head with the World Series, undefeated teams, cachet.
Okay, let's say you had this same matchup with the Colts and the Bengals, and the Eagles were playing the Cowboys.
What are the stakes?
Well, let's say this next week.
The Bengals and the Colts aren't intriguing.
No, the Bengals and the Cardinals. And the Eagles and the Cowboys. Which game, if you were the exec, would you flex in of those two games? Because the Eagles and Cowboys right now are fighting for the bottom in the NFC East, even though both teams are still kind of available to win the division. And it's an intriguing matchup with a nationally recognized team or followed team.
Kevin, Matt Cassel is now the quarterback for the Cowboys. The conversation's over.
Again, just posing the question. I just was curious to see where the situation lies. Okay.
The Cowboys are not an intriguing team because the Cowboys don't have Tony Romo at quarterback right now. Now, if Romo's back at quarterback and they're fighting the Eagles for the lead in the NFC East, now it's worthy of consideration. But the Cardinals and the Bengals, that's a much better game. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to sit there and go, Bengals having a great year. Cardinals having a really good year. Let's go with that game. It doesn't take a lot of thought among the executives there. What do you think? Steelers-Ravens? No. We're not going to do the Steeler-Raven thing. The Ravens have one win.
Why then does a game like Chicago and St. Louis move from Fox, which typically does NFC games, to CBS?
What, on the 22nd?
The 15th. Where? It's the 15th.
A Sunday game?
Yeah, Sunday the 15th. They're moving the Bears in Week 10. The Bears-Rams game moves from Fox to CBS.
Probably because of the distribution of games.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. That's why I asked. I always thought, because typically you find the NFC teams on Fox, unless they're playing an AFC team at an NFC home field.
Yeah, it has to do with distribution of games. What's the Thursday night game? What's the Monday night game?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember reading that in the announcement when they were talking about flex games here.
So that's what happens. In order to make a flex game happen, when a flex game happens, for example, your network loses a game, so they have to shift things around a bit.
And Bengals Cardinals would be a CBS game in Week 11.
Yes, but there's no issue on that because instead CBS gets the game between the Chiefs and the Chargers. So there's no
issue.
That's
true. There's no issue there. It would be the following week, in week or the previous week, Week 10 that we're talking about here. I got you.
Yeah. So
it's just a learning experience on the program today.
Only you would say Cardinals, but see, you have such deep hatred for the Bengals that you can't believe they're good.
Andy Dalton 3-7 for his career in prime time.
Yeah, but it's like it doesn't matter. It's what you do this week.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us.
High school football previews coming up in just a few minutes. As Kevin explained, the playoff scenario, where if you would just play everybody in your own classification, it would make life easier. It'll be more difficult to do so next year when you've got six divisions. If you're a Triple-A team, play only Triple-A teams. How about that?
That would be okay.
I mean, that would be okay. That's who you are.
Well, the problem is every 2 years, teams are changing around because of enrollment. So it makes it tough to make a schedule.
Fine, for every 2 years. It doesn't take much to sit there and say, you know, and put two little two-year deals together, whatever. Hey, if you're a single-A team, only play single-A teams.
There's a lot that would have to change, but, I mean, it's doable.
What, did you run out of single-A and double-A and triple-A teams? You're out?
Well, there's a lot more triple-A teams than there are, double-A teams than there are triple-A, for instance.
Well, then, you know, but you're just going to have to go find them. Simple as that. Steve Williams joins us. Shikalimi at Milton. And 1380 WMLP Talk Radio. You'll hear Steve's broadcast. Steve, great job all season long. Appreciate the fine work that you do. Here it is. It's the end of the road. So in the end of the road, what's the attitude? Is the attitude it's the end of the road, or is it one more opportunity?
Well, I think one more opportunity. They'd certainly like to be the spoilers at the senior night. And these kids have fought hard all year. They've just been outmanned all season long. And they'd like to go out on a high note, you know, beat up on a team that's going to be in the playoffs next week.
All right. We know that the running back has had a target on his chest the entire time. What kind of job, though, has the line done blocking for him?
They started off the year, you know, they opened up some big holes. And I think then as the game films became available and people saw what was going to happen, they were, you know, putting everybody up on the line and jamming them up. As good as they were going to do with some of the teams that they've played, especially the last couple weeks, they've had some pretty good opponents with some great defenses, you know, like Seelens Grove. You never know where those guys are going to be. They're jumping around all the time and filling holes. So, you know, that's a tough deal for these youngsters.
What's missing in the passing game that could help balance this off?
The passing game. They, you know, Snyder's not a really great thrower. They've got a kid coming up as a freshman that has shown some promise. And he's not real big. He needs to hit the weight room a little bit, everything he can to throw the ball. But he's shown some accuracy, and you know, Coach Goodwin says, if anything, he's gutsy. He's only about 130 pounds, but he's not afraid to take a hit.
How much pressure has been on this team defensively all season? Have they been on the field too much?
Yes, they have. You know, not only have they been on the field too much, but they've got pretty much everybody playing both ways. Last week, Seelens Grove dressed 25 seniors, Milton dressed 26 kids. And you know as well as I do, not all 26 kids are ever going to play. You know, you've got a handful, and you've got to use them both ways. So, you know, one thing to say about them, they're going to be in great shape for their winter sports season, but after a while, it certainly does wear you down.
What's this done to the crowds there? The crowd's been still large enough, supportive? Have some gone away?
Well, the crowds were pretty good up until the loss to Mifflinburg, and then last week it just seemed there weren't a lot of people there. You know, the parents, obviously, and there are some diehard Milton fans that are there. You see them every year. They've been going for years, and, you know, you get that with any school, but, yeah, the crowds definitely died off after losing to Mifflinburg.
Steve, great job all season. Always look forward to the great job you do on wrestling as well. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good talking to you.
You bet. Steve Williams joining us. And again, that game will be on 1380 WMLP. And meanwhile, it'll be Southern. We'll get the Shikalimi perspective in a moment. Southern Columbia will be at undefeated Seelens Grove on Eagle 107. Pat O'Brien, an opportunity to join Kevin Herr.
Thanks, Steve. Pat, let's get right to it. You have the game of the week this week. Is this the perfect matchup going up against Southern, which is undefeated, to get you ready for playoff football?
Well, it definitely is going to feel that way. I mean, you look across and you know exactly what you're going up against. I mean, you're going against a Jim Ross team that's, you know, he's put up 374 wins, 11 wins per season in his career as head coach. So it gives you that playoff kind of feel. The crowd will be behind you. I think it's a great situation to be in for these guys. A lot of seniors who've been through district championship games, been through, you know, tough losses throughout the years. But I think it's a perfect type setting to propel you into what you expect as you go through the playoffs and hopefully into states as well. So I think it's perfect. You know, but I'm just a broadcaster. I just call the game. I don't know if everybody feels the same way throughout, you know, all of Seal Nation.
You know, this is an interesting team in Southern. They run the ball very well, and just when you think you've got that figured out, then they go and throw the ball. How do you see these two teams matching up?
Well, I think it's going to be high scoring. And in 2009, it was a 35-28 win for Seals Grove. Last year, 28-21. I'm kind of putting the stamp on, just as you said, you know, Southern can do both. You know, Becker throwing over 1,000. They got two running backs that are over 650 yards apiece. I'm expecting a high-scoring game. I think you have to score 28 at least to win this game, whether it's Southern or Seals Grove. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think it's two teams that can score in different ways. Seals Grove has developed a passing game throughout the season with Logan Livey and, of course, with Javon Batt. So that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a high-scoring game that you know, you're going to have to score at least 28 to win this game and stay undefeated regular season for either Southern or Seals Grove.
Now, there's no question this is the best game on the ticket for Week 10. Enjoy it. We'll listen for your call on Eagle 107 beginning at 6 with Seals Game Day pregame, and then 7 o'clock is kickoff. So enjoy it, and thanks a lot for your time, Pat.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Steve. Look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate it very much. That'll be a great one. Matt Cotrillo has the Little Brown Jug game. Lewisburg is playing at Mifflinburg at 6:30 is the airtime tomorrow with a 7 o'clock kick. Matt, first of all, welcome. Well, great job all season, by the way.
Hang on. He had to duck out of the studio for a minute, Steve. So I will. Okay. We'll get him in a couple. We'll try and get him shortly.
Well, we'll get your perspective on Shikellamy-Milton. Shikellamy has come down the stretch, Kevin, to play their best football of the year. Why?
Well, I think part of the problem, or part of the reason with that, is the way they've been throwing the football. Christian Schlegel's felt really comfortable the last several weeks throwing the football, and it really has shown when he starts to get in the zone with his receivers. You know, he's the type of quarterback that needs to be in rhythm, and he's been able to do that because he hasn't been rushed out of the pocket. The line has done a really nice job of protecting him.
Also, the fact you've had a key player return from injury mid-season. When he got back in on both sides of the ball, what, you know, certain guys have the ability to make other people around them better. Why are they better because of him?
10 interceptions on the defensive side of the ball, and he's the leading rusher and the leading receiver. Sean Turber has been a guy that you can put in any position. You know, we often talked about this during the broadcast, the Chief and I. Tyler Pratt was one of those guys a few years ago that scored a touchdown throwing, rushing, receiving, returned a punt, and I think he even returned a kickoff for a touchdown, as well as an interception for a touchdown that year. Sean is about two touchdowns away. I think he needs to return a kickoff and an interception for a touchdown to match that level that Tyler Pratt set for, you know, it's hard to call him a running back hard to call him a corner. It's more of an athlete position because he can play anywhere on the field you need him to play. And that's what you get. When you get somebody like that, you can do so many different things with him and draw the attention of the defense. And Coach Todd Tilford has done a great job doing that this year.
The importance of getting off to a good start and putting the level of doubt into the opponent tomorrow night.
And that's the key. And this game has seen that so many times where Milton and Shikellamy have matched up. The records may not have been equal, but all of a sudden, it's a battle. And that's what Shikellamy has to do. They have to strike first, strike early, and often. Because the longer Milton hangs into this game on senior night, final home game, final game of the season, no matter what, that'll just give them just a little bit more momentum. And when you're dealing with 15, 16, 17, even 18-year-old high school players at times, momentum can shift in an instant.
All right. Appreciate it, Kev. That's on WKOK tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 6:30 will be the airtime. Now I know we do have Matt Cotrello joining us. Lewisburg will be at Mifflinburg, the Little Brown Jug game. First of all, Matt, great job in your first season with us on the Valley doing the games. We congratulate you on the great start. This game, the Little Brown Jug game, what's it feel to do a game that has a little bit of history behind it?
Well, thanks so much, Steve. Really appreciate all the compliments and thankful for Kevin and the rest of the crew here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation for allowing me to come in and enjoy the season as much as I have. Glad everyone is feeling the same way. But, yeah, this game is going to be a lot of fun. No better way to end the year than the Little Brown Jug game with Lewisburg and Mifflinburg. Lewisburg with basically their playoff lives on the line. Mifflinburg looking to finish on a high note. They've won 3 in a row after starting 0-6. It's two great teams, two good rivalries, and both teams are going to be looking to finish off on a high note. And for Mifflinburg in particular, they're going to be looking to ruin Lewisburg's season.
It's been up and down for Lewisburg. Why has that been?
You know, it's been tough to tell sometimes, Steve. You know, this team started out 5-1, then they had the 2-game losing streak. They come back and win against Warrior Run, and they played a tough team in Southern Columbia. We knew that'd be a tough game. But the Danville game, I think that they kind of overestimated themselves a little bit and didn't realize how much of a dangerous team this Danville team has become this year. They basically have had their backs against the wall for the last few weeks, and they've been using that to their advantage and that they're on a roll, and I think they're one of the more dangerous teams right now in the area, and I think that they got caught up with that. And I think they weren't feeling good about themselves in the Central Columbia game either after the way they played in that first quarter, and that was the week before. So I don't think their mindset was quite right for that Danville game and then the Southern game. You know, Southern won that game because they're that good. They're the best team in the area, in my opinion. And then they come back. That kind of game they had against Warrior One last week, they were having fun. The guys were confident. Coach Ferrero took lots of chances with a couple of onside kicks in a row after scores. And I think that was the exact kind of game they needed to have their mindset right, have that confidence going into this big game Friday night. And if they're able to win this game Friday night, going into the playoffs next week.
What are the swing factors tomorrow night, Matt?
Well, it's going to be stopping the run. That was the best game of the year for the run defense facing against Warrior Run. And they face Braden Pierce, who's got 914 yards on the ground. He's starting to get things going. Mifflinburg has opened up their pass game because they've been able to get Pierce going in the run game. So that's going to be key, stopping the run. Again, ball control, we've talked about that all year long for Lewisburg. And, of course, taking care of the football. They did that very well last week as well against the defenders. You know, not only is it the Little Brown Jug game, it's Mifflinburg senior night as well. So taking care of the football on the road is very, very crucial. And also, as we talked about last week, getting out to a lead, establishing yourselves early, taking the crowd out of it. Mifflinburg is a tough place to play. They do those few things, they're going to be heading to the playoffs next week, Steve.
Matt, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Great job all season.
Thanks so much, Steve. Been a pleasure being on the show. Hopefully we keep it going.
Yep, I hear you. Thanks so much. Matt Cotrello will have the call tomorrow night when Lewisburg plays at Mifflinburg, the Little Brown Jug game at 7 o'clock, 6:30 air time on the Valley 100.9. Also coming up tomorrow, unbeaten Sealands Grove in action against Southern Columbia on Eagle 107, 7 o'clock kickoff, and air time is set for 6 o'clock. And Shikellamy at Milton coming up tomorrow night. It'll be on 1380 Talk Radio WMLP at 6:30 and on News Radio 1070. WKOK at 6:30, each with a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. We'll come back with more in a moment. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. High school football around the area tomorrow. Shikellamy at Milton here on News Radio 1070 WKOK at 7, 6:30 the airtime. You can hear Steve Williams and the Milton broadcast on 1380 Talk Radio WMLP, Southern Columbia at Sealands Grove tomorrow at Eagle 107, 7 o'clock the kick, 6 the airtime, Lewisburg at Mifflinburg for the Little Brown Jug tomorrow night at 7, 6:30 the airtime of the Valley 100.9 with Matt Cotrillo. Kevin, of course, in the Sunbury Motors studio is driving another great Sunbury Motors vehicle this week.
Yeah, we've been enjoying and talking more and more about the Lincoln MKZ Hybrid, which if you've been looking on Periscope and Twitter for the video, I'll do that for you. Hopefully, maybe after the show today, we'll get that squared away and give you an opportunity to see the dune color on the outside and the cocoa interior. This is a really cool combination of colors. And boy, I'll tell you what, you sit down, that leather seat just wraps right around you. The back seats are so comfortable, you almost fall asleep on a little 5-minute ride. It just feels that comfortable. And the ride is so smooth and so quiet. You have the big 8-inch screen with the backup camera, HD radio, so you can crank up the tunes and hear the thump in the bass when you crank up the bass as well. I mean, this is the vehicle to not only enjoy driving, enjoy long rides, but you're also going to save money at the gas pump too. You know, I've seen other vehicles in this style range with hybrid, and you're looking at $20,000 more. This one, well within your range at about $40,000. And discounts that'll drop that price for you at Sunbury Motors. Find out how you can get in this vehicle as early as tomorrow by visiting them in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. If you're looking for a luxury vehicle and save money at the gas pump, 37, by the way, is the miles per gallon right now. And that's just, you know, back and forth to work type of thing. Imagine what it's going to be on the highway.
All right. Sounds great. Kevin has to turn it in tomorrow. If anybody would like to witness that scene.
That is something I am not going to Periscope.
I'd like to have somebody call the show. And just say, you won't believe what we're watching here right now. How old is he? Yeah.
It's not pretty. I'm not going to deny it. It's not pretty.
Oh, well. So you use Periscope on this, huh?
Yeah, I haven't yet. I'm going to, you know, that maybe that's how we do the after show from now on, is I Periscope the after show. It's a thought.
Hey, knock yourself out. That's great. All right.
Are you going to do a guest appearance on the Periscope after show?
No. Henry Bushnell from InsideNU.com next half hour. I do enough on the show to do an after show. Don't you think?
Debatable.
Debatable. How about that? All right. 800-795-9565. We'll talk about that. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Yes, we will get into the Steelers with Tony tomorrow.
It'd be interesting to hear if Tony thinks that D'Angelo Williams puts them in a better situation than they were in last year without Bell in the playoffs.
Oh, it is. They are. I mean, he's a better running back than Harris. No, he's a much better running back than Harris, and he's a decent receiver out of the backfield. But the difference between D'Angelo Williams as a pass receiver and Le'Veon Bell is that Le'Veon Bell is probably the second best route runner on the team behind Antonio Brown. You run legitimate wide receiver routes with Le'Veon Bell. D'Angelo Williams is a very good receiver when you flare it out to him in the flat, check down in the middle of the field. He's very good. Have him run a route? No. Not sharp, will round him. Yeah, you know, like almost every running back. Bell runs routes like a wideout, which makes him very hard to cover. That's the difference.
And, you know, I didn't mention this, but one thing that upset me over the last couple of weeks was Antonio Brown complaining about not getting the ball enough. And then Ben comes back, obviously targeted more often, and he's dropping passes. You know what? Don't complain unless you're going to be perfect when you do get your opportunity. That's the danger with being outspoken about not getting enough passes to the media. That bothered me a little bit the last couple of weeks.
I think those who have enjoyed you on the after show over the years have found their list of complaints.
That didn't bother me over the last couple of weeks.
Henry Bushnell, InsideNUSports.com, next half hour.